Welcome back to BCX Connects. I'm Harith Beck. I'm the Managing Executive for Cybersecurity here at BCX. Every year, I typically like to look at what's coming next. Not because I have a crystal ball, but because in cybersecurity, if you wait to react, you're already behind. Over the last few years, many of the top analysts' predictions have come true. You know, the rise of passkeys, AI-generated phishing, deepfake scams, and the growing panic about securing AI itself. The pace has been relentless. So today, let's look at what's ahead for 2025 and beyond. Some of it is exciting and some of it might be terrifying. And with me on this discussion again, welcome back, Chris Bester. Thank you very much again for joining
us.
And today we're going to talk about, you know, the exciting, the terrifying, and some of it that will make you want to throw your laptop out the window and probably move into a cabin in the woods. But it all matters. So the first segment I wanted to just touch on is passwords to passkeys, you know, the end of the password fatigue. I think passwords, Chris, it's humanity's longest running bad idea, in my opinion. They've been guessed, reused, written on sticky notes, and leaked in more breaches than we can count. And finally, the industry is moving on to a large extent. Passkeys, we see, you know, built on the FIDO 2 standards, those are gaining a lot of traction. But we're also seeing millions already in use. You know, now more websites allow you to use these kind of tools by default. So this isn't just a tech trend. I think it's that trust shift. So when you think about passkeys replacing passwords, what's the biggest challenge you see organizations trying to take this leap?
If you want to talk about your common man in the street first, the man is always, there's always a fear of change. They're used to passwords. They're used to having that, and it's a difficult shift for them to say okay, and people don't understand that you know, a passwordless environment is going to be better. For them, I know something. It's my password. You know, I don't want to move away from that. So that's the one challenge. From a corporate perspective, I don't think you sit in a position where you can dictate to your users. You can lay down the law and you can put those practices
obviously
in place.
Obviously, I think that there's that element of user behavior that needs to change, you know.
Very much so.
A lot of complexity, yeah.
Very much so. And, I mean...
For me, it's not the technology that's hard. It's that human habit that we've spoken about, that, you know, of doing things the old way. But once people experience the bliss of not remembering 47 passwords, I mean, they won't go back. I think that's where I see the light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to these new tools. Yeah. I think another trend that, and we've spoken about this in our last episode, is generative AI. You know, the new cyber arms race. AI isn't coming for your job, like we mentioned previously, but it is coming for your inbox. We're already seeing AI-crafted phishing messages that are flawless, you know, completely personalized, grammatically correct, and terrifyingly unbelievable. Gone are the days when you can spot an attack because the Prince of Nigeria forgot how to spell. Right. So AI can now, automate reconnaissance, you know, scan for vulnerabilities and better write code, you know, including exploit code. It's an arms race between good AI and bad AI. So, you know, that cyber kill chain has just like become a little bit more evolved now with AI being included in as part of the kill chain. So how do you see defenders keeping up when, the enemies are now learning? The enemy is a learning machine.
It's education and learning. And I mean, we all learn all the time. And I found, I mean, I've been in this game for close to 40 years, if not more. I still learn every single day. If you come into this in your cyber environment, I mean, there's constant changes that we have to take in account, and our defenders have to, like I said in our earlier episode, you have to almost think like a criminal. You have to think where they're coming from so that you can
use the same tools.
AI assisted
defense.
And then, but you have to also remember that on the other end of the scale, the perpetrator, they also use AI now to to target that individual, to make sure that you get into the psyche of the defender.
So the context of wear protection is probably also very important from that perspective. But I mean, we can't out-type or out-analyze machines. Our defense has to be just as intelligent, just as fast. The future of cyber is humans and machines working side by side, not humans cleaning up after them. I think that is the reality. So I think so from a trend perspective, so definitely number two, AI is definitely on that growing trend. I think it's going to be there for the foreseeable future. The third trend, that I've been looking at is things like deepfakes and the crisis of trust. Deepfakes used to be fun, people putting their faces on movie clips, my kids used to do that, but now the deepfake pocket problems. We're seeing fake CFOs convincing staffs to wire $25 million. We've seen those examples of breaches. Fake political robot calls telling voters to stay home. Even fake videos that one day decide court cases. Right? It's no longer just a cybersecurity issue, it's a societal one. When we can't trust what we see or hear, verification becomes everything. And this is where I really need to check now, what kind of safeguards do you think businesses and governments need to put in place to restore that trust in the world where reality can be forged? Because nowadays, seeing is not believing.
You're right, seeing is not believing. And verification is key. You have to be able to verify everything that comes across your desk. And it's a challenge. Like you said, deepfakes is now becoming so realistic that even for the trained eye, it's difficult to see what is right and what is wrong. Coming back to governments, governance habits and frameworks, and that's we have to evolve. From an AI perspective, our governance frameworks are lagging behind. Significantly. We need that to catch up, both from a corporate perspective, from a government perspective, and those kind of things. We take the innovation and really put it into that.
But if I take a spin back to maybe out of the corporate space, just from normal day-to-day interaction, like a citizen, it's almost to the point where you need to be extra skeptical about what you see. You need to always question. You need to really, scrutinize the information that you are seeing. So like I mentioned, the seeing won't be believing, but verifying will be, So the next wave of security for me isn't about protecting data. It's about protecting the truth, because that is where the issue is. Okay, I think the fourth trend I think we need to discuss is securing AI. We did speak about AI, but guarding the guard dogs is something that we need to look at. So like we said, AI is everywhere, and that includes wild, unsanctioned versions hiding in what we call shadow AI. We mentioned this in our previous episode. These are the rogue models that spin up on their own, without security checks, feeding them company data, hoping nothing breaks, So shadow AI is definitely a trend. It's the new shadow IT, essentially. Except now it learns, it adapts, and it might accidentally leak your trade secrets. We spoke about shadow IT. how many years? 10, 15 years ago, shadow IT was a reality. How organizations tackle this, I asked this question previously, should they ban it completely or embrace it responsibly?
Embrace it responsibly. Put the guardrails up. And then make sure that whatever the your shadow ITers use is not a weaponized version of what they think is a clean version.
You can't stop curiosity.
Yeah, you can't.
You know what I mean? The key is that visibility and governance. Shadow AI isn't going to go away.
No.
I mean, not by any chance.
But and you cannot ban it.
No, but with the right controls, I think it doesn't have to be the villain of the story. You know, it can be a strategic asset.
Very much so. I was thinking this morning when I was driving here, Shadow AI, like I said, if you create a controlled playground.
Yeah, definitely.
For your curious AI guys.
Yeah.
They can come up with innovations and stuff in that environment that they can be super beneficial to your organization.
Definitely.
So it's if you embrace that, you have to benefit.
Correct.
But once again, put the guardrails up and make sure that it doesn't become an insider threat.
Great. I think the fifth trend we're looking at is quantum computing. I mean, the cryptographic countdown as such. So quantum computing is in the tech world's ticking clock. It's not here yet, but when it arrives, it'll break almost most of today's encryption faster than you can say RSA.
Exactly.
I mean, quantum computing. I mean, it's here to an extent. I think there's already some examples of quantum computing put out there, but not on the mainstream. But the danger isn't just in the future, it's happening now. So attackers are already harvesting encrypted data today, waiting for quantum computing to mature so they can decrypt it later. So that's what they call harvest now, decrypt later.
That's exactly, and that's scary, and not many people know this. This harvesting of encrypted data, because when they think my data is secure, it's totally encrypted. No one can get to it.
Somebody stole that information, but they're storing it, waiting for
quantum to pitch up. That's a scary thought.
So I think the time to prepare is before the clock strikes zero.
Exactly.
I think you won't wait for the ship to sink before you start building the lifeboats. So I think the sixth trend is the human factor in the machine world. As powerful as AI automation becomes, cyber will always come down to the human judgment. We spoke about this in episode one. Technology can predict, analyze, and react, but it can't fully understand intent, ethics, and trust. So organizations that win the next era will be the ones that combine AI's efficiency with human empathy discipline. Because while AI learns patterns, only people understand consequences. Well, most people.
Most people.
Yeah, exactly. So I think in closing, so here's where we land in 2025. 2025 won't be defined by one breakthrough or one threat. I think it'll be defined by a convergence. AI, quantum, human behavior, the intersection, and they're intersecting faster than we can legislate or regulate. Our challenge and opportunity is to lead responsibly in that space and to use technology not to just defend systems, but to defend trust. So Chris, thank you again for joining
thank
me
you.
On a really
interesting
episode. And to our listeners, stay sharp, stay curious, and maybe start remembering fewer passwords. Thank you very much.
Thank you.